Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again. Over and over, Amanda Nunes.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Coming to you live on Twitch.tv. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. This is your inside look into the world of boxing. And yes, we talk a little MMA as well. Straight up, I've been doing this about 37, 38 years now, so I think I know what I'm talking about as far as the sport of boxing is concerned. But guess what? The average fan, they have a different perspective. Of course, they buy the tickets, they buy the pay-per-view, they watch the fight. So if you want to weigh in, you can. Here's the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. The listener line, once again, 1-800-878-7529. The Mexican monster, and I don't call him that, Mike Tyson calls him that. I'm talking about David Benavidez. He took out David Lemieux. Of course, David Lemieux, a former IBF middleweight champion, a guy that was an outstanding amateur from Canada, but straight up just not in his league last night as far as age. When you talk about age in boxing, man, age prevailed last night. The youth was winning. I'm talking about David Benavidez stopping Lemieux in three rounds, three one-sided rounds. You know, and I thought about that the other day. Every fight that I had, I thought I was going to win. Every fight, I never went into a ring. But what do you? How is it like to go into a ring and know you're not going to win? Because David Lemieux, although he was ballsy and he tried last night, he had to know he wasn't going to win. I wonder what that's like mentally to prepare for a fight knowing you're not going to win. Wow. Straight up, that is a psychological conundrum. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We'll hear from David Benavidez. We'll hear from George Kambosos. We'll hear from Xander Azayas. And, of course, we will probably spend some time with retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant. And we'll cross the pond to Germany and bring in B Street Boxing's very own. I'm talking about Mr. Primetime Eddie Cross. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you didn't know it, what can I say?
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, Call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
It's always macho time around here. Of course, former world champions hooking it up last night. Of course, David Benavidez unbeaten, of course, from the side of Arizona, a Mexican-American, 26-0 now, 23 KOs. David Lemieux, Canada, 43-5, 36 KOs. The one unique thing about that five losses, the four losses before, is that three of them were knockout losses. He has 36 wins by stoppage. But the bottom line is he got stopped in the third round. Of course, that was last night in Glendale, Arizona. This time was 131. Let me tell you, David Benavidez is the Mexican monster that Mike Tyson talks about. He talked one of the Charlos down on one of his Puffin podcasts. I mean, Mike has really been like pro David Benavidez. Nobody really wants to fight David Benavidez. And why is that? Because I think he's tall, he's young, he's rangy, he can punch, and guess what? He's got some attitude.
I mean, this is my job. My job is to knock people out, you know? I mean, I can be respectful, but at the end of the day, I'm still got to knock people out.
David, any reason why you didn't need the jab tonight that much, man?
It was just open for everything I threw. I was using more of the body shots. And I should have used the jab a little bit more, but you know, it all worked out. You know, I kind of got, when I heard him the first round, I was like, oh, I kind of want to just take him out. Mm-hmm. You know, but I should have went back to the jab. I feel like I started going back to the jab, took more towards the third round. But mm-hmm. It's definitely something you need to mature in that sense. Myself, you know, I was excited, but now I know for the future.
Did you feel sharp because of the weight tonight at all? Making the weight easier and being at 66 instead of 68 or 67?
Yeah, I mean, I just worked hard, bro. I worked my ass off this camp. But yeah, I think that has something to do. When I came here, I was 185. So I was still like 20 pounds, but I mean, I worked hard, you know what I mean? So it was just a whole training camp, bro. Everything, the motivation I had, everything, you know, just seeing the crowd was crazy, you know, and I just wanted to give him a good fight, so I was just happy about everything. Everything is perfect, bro.
And lastly, bro, how many rounds does Plant go based on tonight, and how many rounds does Charlo go
Shit out of both of them. You know, I don't know. We're going to have to see. You know, I might have something sweet from Mr. Sweethands himself, but, you know, I'll still lay his ass out.
Sounds like Espinoza and Samson feel like it could really happen at the end of the year, man.
I think so. You know, I mean, what else is there to make happen at 160? I mean, we got Canelo don't want to fight nobody, so nobody in PBC, so why the f*** do we not make that happen? You know, I'm not going to sit around waiting for Canelo. You know, so if we can make that happen, let's get it.
Jam, thanks.
David Benavidez, of course, victorious last night over David Lemieux, a third-round knockout winner. Of course, dropped him in the second round. Had him hurt in the first round. The bell saved the Canadian, of course, dropped him in the third round. The fight was stopped mercifully. And I still can't get this, and I'm asking this question. Maybe you can text me an answer. What do you think it's like to go into a, what do you think it's like to go into a fight, into a ring, and know you're going to get murdered? David Lemieux, he didn't have a chance last night. I mean, he had absolutely, if I was a betting man, I'd have bet a lot of money on David Benavidez last night. I mean, 4-1, 5-1, maybe probably it was like 20-1. But the bottom line is, it was a cinch win. I mean, just cinch, whatever the odds were, the bottom line is, it was a cinch win. Of course, Lemieux, a formidable foe at 160 pounds, but he's not 168 pounder. Of course, when this kid steps in at 168 or 165, I'm talking about Benavidez, he ends up weighing about 185, 190, of course, come ring time. Straight up, he is the best fighter pound for pound in the 168-pound division right now. And yes, I'm saying that, better than Canelo Alvarez. And why do I say that? Because Canelo's long in the tooth. The last time I saw Canelo, he looked like a fat guy, looked like a fat Mexican bus driver, you know, like boxing. That's what he did. He looked like a puffy Mexican bus driver boxing. Of course, trying to take out Dimitri Bivol. Thought he could walk through Dimitri Bivol because of the fact that I'm Canelo Alvarez and I've been whooping on everybody. Well, guess what, man? Bivol was bigger, stronger, younger. What can I say? Bigger, stronger, younger. Do I need to say it again? I can redundantly say it over and over again because size matters in two things. Pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. You can't step up and wait and expect to whoop guys. You just can't do it. I mean, it's like swimming against, like swimming upstream against a river. The river's going to win eventually. The river's going to win. When you fight big guys, 90% of the time, the bigger guys win. Of course, as I said, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And, of course, Dimitri Bivol, much bigger, naturally, much bigger than Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Alvarez turned pro, I think, at 144 pounds, and now he's fighting at 175. I mean, he was fat. And people say, oh, he wasn't fat, Pedro. He wasn't. Yeah, he was fat, man. This is a guy that fights at 100, probably his best at 154 or 160 pounds as far as his body being trim and having his fat levels, body percentages down there. So I'm trying to tell you that 168 was a bit of a stretch. It just was. 168 was a stretch. 175. That he didn't even belong at 175. Of course, he beat Sergey Kovalev. But Kovalev had been dented prior by Andre Ward. Remember that? Andre Ward dented Kovalev. Of course, Kovalev probably didn't get the shot he might have gotten or deserved the decision he might have gotten the first time against Andre Ward. In fact, if there's ever a fighter that fight that's controversial as far as the son of God's concerned, Andre Ward, the undefeated light heavyweight champion, 2004 Olympic gold medalist out of Oakland, California, it's that first fight with Kovalev. What happened? The second time, he came back and like, man, it was like domestic violence. They were gay. Like, good Lord, Andre Ward would have been arrested that night for beating up on Sergey Kovalev. Kovalev said he got mugged. Yes, he got mugged. Speaking of Kovalev, he was a winner a couple weeks ago against a Ham and Agar type of guy. Of course, he says he wants to fight every 3 months. He's like 34, 35, 37, 38 years old. Bottom line is those Russians never tell the truth about their age. Never, never, never. Russians and the Cubans, they can get away with it. Don't ask me how, but, you know, I remember a Cuban guy I was working with. Yeah, man, I won't mention his name. Anyway, he was much older, like 8 years older than his birth certificate. 8 years. Eight years. How do you fudge 8 years on a boxing grill? Well, he did. Anyway, bottom line is we're talking boxing. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we've got some open phone lines if you want to join us. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the pound-for-pound list, you still have to have Canelo Alvarez at the top of your pound-for-pound list because he stepped up in weight and beat somebody that was like he wasn't supposed to be fighting. Don't you get it? You don't get it. I mean, people don't get it. I mean, some of the racist boxing fans, both from ethnic persuasions, not Hispanic, went off and always have been anti-Canelo. There's no doubt about it. Of course, they went nuts and they came back with pound-for-pound lists where Canelo's not even in the top 10. How can you lose to a guy that's bigger than you, stronger than you, undefeated and younger than you? You're stepping up. You're taking a challenge. These are challenges he's taking. Most fighters don't take those challenges. Most fighters say, you know, I'm sort of content with what I'm doing. But Canelo thought he could put on weight and fight these guys. Of course, fighting guys at 175 is a bit of a stretch for a guy that started out at 143 pounds. So pound for pound, I still think he's the best in the game. Although I think he's damaged to an extent from the Bivol fight. I mean, damaged physically and mentally. He got beat up. He got beat up. I don't know if you can. I mean, oh, Pedro wasn't that, but yes, he was getting lit up. Some of them rounds, pop, 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 3 or 4 pounds, three or four punch combinations. Bivol was landing. He was landing. He was landing. I mean, he landed a lot of shots. And, you know, Canelo kept saying, come to the ropes, come hit me some more. Listen, man, he hit you a lot. He hit you twice as much as you hit him. So that tells me he definitely won the fight. As far as the scorecards were concerned, everybody's scoffing at the 115-113 card. Of course, that meant it was 7-5 in rounds, and that Bivol had to win the 12th round in order to win the decision. That's a bit of a stretch. I mean, because he was like winning. He might have won 9 or 10 rounds. I'm talking about 9 or 10 rounds. Canelo was never in the fight. Never in the fight. For those of you that want to fantasize and think that he was, no, he wasn't. I think Bivol said it best on the show a couple weeks ago when he said, yeah, he hit me hard. He hit me in the arm. Yeah, that's the only place really Canelo connected on him was in the arm. Whereas Canelo thought that he could hit him like he did Caleb Plant and that, you know, this guy would fold like a pup tent. He didn't fold like a pup tent. He fought back. He was smart. He fought the most perfect fight you can fight against Canelo Alvarez. I mean, Bivol's not Sugar Ray Leonard. He's just tall. He's got good boxing skills, and he worked all that. He put it all together, and it came out to be a perfect fight plan for him and Canelo Alvarez. So anyway, as far as pound for pound list is concerned, does that mean Demetrio Bivol goes up on the pound for pound list? Not really. And why do I say that? Because you know he beat a smaller guy. Big deal. He beat a smaller guy. I'm not going with that one. Anyway, Gennady Golovkin, of course, 42-1-1. He's on the top 10 pound-for-pound list. Of course, the guy beat the Japanese fighter Murata a few weeks ago. Of course, he's supposed to hook it up with Canelo in September, of course, in that big Mexican Independence Day weekend. Of course, that they hold the big fights in September. Canelo fights in September, and I think he will. But he's talking about maybe a rematch with Bivol at 168. Listen, you could fight Bivol 14 times, and Bivol would win 15 times. That's just the way it is, man. Forget it, okay? Unless you can drug him or do something like put something in his water or some kind of stuff, you're never going to beat Demetrio Bivol. I'm just joking. You're never going to beat Demetrio Bivol. The rest of the pound-for-pound list, and the guy that I put at the, probably him and Canelo at the top, is Terrence Crawford. I mean, the kid from Omaha, Nebraska. Remember that lady told me on Sun World Airlines, if you get off the plane right now, we're going to Vegas. If you get off the plane right now, we'll give you a free trip to Omaha. And I'm thinking, man, that's Hawaii. Omaha's Hawaii, right? I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. And she goes, yes. I said, Omaha. I said, what island is that on? She goes, what do you mean island? I said, Omaha. What island is that? And she goes, oh, no, I meant Omaha. Omaha, Nebraska. I said, you mean Omaha. She said, no, oh my. Anyway, bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Of course, Terrence Crawford is my guy, no doubt about that. He is 38 and zip, man. He is a rocker, no doubt about that. The pound-for-pound king right now. I think Errol Spence doesn't belong up there. I think Oleg Usyk belongs up there. Anthony Joshua, forget it. Shakur Stevenson, he's got to be in that top five as well. Speaking of the other guys in the top five, I'm not a Nenayo Inoue fan. I don't think he deserves to be there yet. As far as a Gervonta Davis is concerned, he might be. One of the Charlos, how about the 154-pound Charlo? Jermell Charlo, winner last week over Brian Castano and looking sweet doing it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now.
at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hello, killer!
Man, I think that's some old James Brown. No, it isn't James Brown. Sam and Dave. Of course, that comes to us with the Tower of Power clip from their Live in Living Colors album back in, I think, 2010. Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk. Live worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Saul Alvarez, we talked about him in depth. Of course, the best fighter pound for pound up until the loss to Dmitry Bivol a fortnight ago, which I don't think is a shame. Anyway, as I said, Crawford, I think, is probably the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Oleg Usyk deserves some prey there. As far as the rest of the list is concerned, it's sort of like, it's sort of up in the air. I mean, Josh Taylor, I thought Josh Taylor was going to be a good fighter. And then, of course, he lost to the guy from across Jack something, the guy from across England. So the bottom line is maybe Josh is not all that good. Anyway, Jermell Charlo, of course, the super welterweight man, looked good last week against Brian Castano, no doubt about that. Of course, lost three rounds before stopping him in the 10th round. 87-84 was the official scorecard after nine complete rounds. But I got to tell you, Mama Charlo's got to be happy because the smaller Charlo, of course, there's 154-pound and 160-pound Charlo. Of course, Jermell is at 154. Jermall is 160. Anyway, Jermell looks splendid. And I think he took over the 154-pound division and stamped his mark. This was a career, an epic point as far as his boxing career is concerned. I mean, he took over the division, no doubt about it. Of course, the other guy had a belt. But the fact that Castano had probably done a Kovalev number on, like, he, you know, Andre Ward, I talked about there earlier. Kovalev maybe have beaten Andre Ward the first time. It was real, real close. Well, that's the way it was with this fight. The second time around, it just didn't happen that way. So at the end of the day, boxing, pound for pound, who do I think is the king? Without a doubt, it is Terrence Crawford. Omaha, Nebraska. Now, Crawford is going to mix it up with Errol Spence. Of course, they're talking money back and forth. Crawford says he wants $20 million and half of the pay-per-view. Why not? If they can come up with that kind of money, why not? Okay, the pay-per-view, I think with the pay-per-view as far as last week's concern, the actual pay-per-view 2 weeks ago with Dmitry Bivol and Canelo Alvarez was only 520,000 homes. So you know why that was? Because they tried to, like, charge you on top of the Zone sponsorship. In other words, you have a membership with the Zone. It's like $20 a month. I don't know. It was like 20. It started off at 10. Then it went to 20. And, of course, their promise was you'll never have to pay per pay-per-view as long as you're with the Zone. So then, of course, they come along and say, yeah, guess what? We're humbled now. We've changed our mind. We've realized we need to be more greedy. We need to make more money. And we want to charge on pay-per-view. So this Dmitry Bivol, Canelo Alvarez pay-per-view was like $70 if you're a zone number member, and it's like $90 if you weren't. So only 520,000 people took them up on that. You know why? Because they're tired of getting ripped off. What they did was they went and bought themselves some hot box or flash sticks or hot sticks or web recording devices. And I mean, everybody's going back door now, black market, because of the fact that, you know, everybody's making a move. The ice cream went up $2 yesterday. The ice cream that I buy in the store went up $1.50. Like almost $2. So I'm trying to say, like in a week. It was like 2 weeks ago, it was $1.50 less. But that's just the way prices are going. As far as the pay-per-view is concerned, I think boxing fans are tired of getting ripped off. They just are. I mean, because when you want to put a fight on pay-per-view, you got to look back to the days of the HBO standards. I mean, the standards. When you put fights on pay-per-view, it's because they were special events. They weren't just events, well, you know, we need to make some money, so we're going to put it on pay-per-view. No, they were special events. Hagler Leonard. Of course, that was a smoker, no doubt about that, 1987. Or the first ever, fight on pay-per-view. Of course, that was Tommy the Hitman Hearns, of course, and Sugar Ray Leonard challenging both. Take it back. Ray was a once-beaten fighter. Tommy was undefeated. Tommy got stopped in the 14th round after getting his rib broken in the 6th round, but that was a phenomenal fight. September 16th, 1981, for the World Welterweight Championship, won by Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, TKO 14. My man, Davey Pearl, the last manager of Sonny Liston. He was a referee. Of course, he was a bellboy and all kinds of good. A lot of history in Davy Pearl, but he stopped that fight. Tommy Hearns, Manuel Stewart, nobody complained. No doubt about it that night that Ray Leonard was on top. Speaking of Ray Leonard, he turned 64 years old last week. More power to him, of course. He looks good. He looks great. He's still ripped. He's still in good shape. Ray's ego is bigger than my entire studio, which is good. I mean, guys with big egos, present company included, I think are a little more extroverted. I think they're more confident in themselves. I think they're able to express themselves in ways that maybe other guys that can't. Okay, I mean that's why I do radio. That's I'm a little weird. Anyway, but the bottom line is Ray Leonard is definitely a throwback as far as the smart fighters are concerned. What I mean by that is everything that Ray was saying in those interviews, he practiced. He did. He practiced. He went over it. I've been with him. We do interviews together, and I can see him because he's a quick thinker. He's digesting those thoughts as it's going through your mind. He is really one of those guys who doesn't ever want to say the wrong thing. In fact, rarely has he ever said the wrong thing in public. Think about that. Ray Leonard has been pretty politically correct over the years through wins and through losses. Anyway, straight up, happy birthday to, I think, the best welterweight in boxing history, Sugar Ray Leonard, Ray Charles Leonard. And why do I say that? Tommy Hearns had a chance to be the best welterweight in the world if Tommy went out there and tried to knock Ray out, but instead Tommy went out there and tried to box Sugar Ray Leonard, which is crazy. I mean, think about that. Why do you try to box the best boxer around? Crazy. Why would you try to outpunch the greatest puncher? I mean, you just want to do it. You want to take your tools, what got you there, you want to take that into the dance. Well, Tommy Hearns, for some reason, he weighed 144 pounds. He came in real light. The weight limit was 147. I remember him looking over at Emmanuel Stewart at the weigh-in, like, what was it like because he came in so light? Of course, he was sweating in the Caesar's Palace shower upstairs in his room, in his suite, hotel suite, to get down to 144. He thought he was at 147. He was 144.5, I believe. Of course, so he took off a couple of extra pounds. Then he went out there and tried to box Ray. And I don't get it. Why are you boxing Ray? You've been knocking everybody out. Everybody. You've been knocking people dead. You're the hitman. You're hurting people. And you go out there and you try to outbox Ray Leonard, and that's what he does. Ray's the best boxer, period. So you're going to try to, I'm like Marvin Hagler. Same thing with Hagler. I'll go out there and beat Ray at his own game. Well, it doesn't work that way. I mean, if you're Camacho later in the life, and Ray's like 95 years old, you can do that, or Terry Norris. But not when Ray's close to his prime. You just can't do it. Ray Leonard, the greatest welterweight in history. Yes, better than Sugar Ray Robinson. Of course, Robinson went undefeated as a welterweight, but he only fought a couple of decent guys, and one of them was Kid Gavilan, and Kid Gavilan was like 95 years old at the time. No, I won't say 95, but he was old. He was an old guy. In fact, that was the only real name outside of the guy he took the title from. I'm talking about Sugar Ray Robinson. So Robinson's concerned, I have a hard time like ranking him in the top two or three middleweights as well. Why do I say that? Because for his era, he was great. But for today, I don't think he'd be that great. I just don't. I mean, he won't be fighting ham and eggers and guys that are a lot of stiffs. Because, listen, he has 178 wins or something like that. If you look at all the wins he's got, like 150 of them were against guys, 120 of them were against guys that are like Anthony and me. I mean, you guys that can't fight. I mean, that's just the way it was. Ray Robinson made more money fighting stiffs than he did fighting fighting real guys. Spent more time fighting in circuses and stuff like that, little small arenas. I mean, Ray was his own promoter. He called his own shots, okay? And, of course, he was that guy that wanted to get paid. Somebody told me one time he wanted to get paid before the event, and he wanted to get paid in $10 bills. Why ask? Why was $10? Ray Charles was in the $1 bills. I understand why Ray Charles, of course, Ray Leonard's namesake, Ray Charles Leonard. I know why the singer Ray Charles was in the beginning paid with $1 bills, because those people were ripping him off. They were giving him $1 bills and telling them there were hundreds. Yeah, you got 500, Ray. And Ray'd say, okay, thanks for the night's work. And Ray would go home and find out it was $5. instead of 500 because he was blind. Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time with Primetime Eddie Croft next. Of course, Primetime Eddie Croft, he's got some phenomenal fighters in his stable. He comes from B Street Boxing. Of course, he's former WBC regional champion. The guy fought Marco Antonio Barrera. He fought Eric Morales. I mean, the guy fought some monsters, no doubt about that. But Primetime Eddie Croft, he offers an insight into the sport of boxing because he's a trainer and a former fighter, and he's more analytical than just about anybody I know. So straight up, we'll hear from Eddie Croft in our next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Teofimo Lopez, the former lightweight champion, of course, 16-1 now. And people say to me, were you overhyping him, Pedro? Were you giving him more play? No, he beat the man to beat the man. I mean, he beat Vasyl Lomachenko. He beat the man. So he deserves to be the lightweight champion, no doubt about that. He was the lightweight champion. Speaking of the lightweight champion, we're going to bring in Devin to pick that up. We're going to bring in George Kambosos a little later in the show. Of course, Kambosos is supposed to take on Devin Haney. Devin Haney's father, Bill Haney, can't get out of the country. He can't go to Australia because of a prior drug conviction back in the 60s or 70s or something like that. Big deal, man. Come on. He did his time. You got to be kidding me. You know, Don King wouldn't be able to travel like he travels because he's a convicted murderer. But he got a pardon. There's a difference. You can get a pardon. Once you're pardoned, they can't say you were ever convicted of this crime. So Don King goes around the world. They say, have you ever been convicted of a felony? And Don says, no, I've never been convicted of a felony. Actually, he never has. So he had, but he got pardoned. Anyway, bottom line is Don King, the world's greatest promoter, of course, trying to put together a fight in June. Daniel Bryan and Danny Dubois for a WB heavyweight title. Of course, the poster came out a couple of days ago, and the name of Dubois was spelled wrong. Instead of Dubois. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the mighty has fallen to a level I didn't think it was possible. I just don't think so. I mean, the last show that Don King did, it sort of sucked. It just did. And there was no excitement on that. I mean, you can't show the greatest hits and that kind of stuff on a pay-per-view. But, you know, he did it. And because it's Don King, nobody wanted to criticize him. Nobody wanted to go out on a limb, that kind of stuff. Bottom line is I did because I thought it was a show that wasn't becoming of the world's greatest promoter or a man that thought himself, called himself the world's greatest promoter. In fact, it was a spit show. When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. So anyway, the June show, of course, Bryan and Dubois, they got the name right on the poster. Imagine that, putting out a heavyweight title poster and the name's not right. Only in Don King Productions, 2022. He's 91 years old, that's why. 90. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC with Pedro Fernandez.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can't you keep out of trouble?
Can I keep out of trouble? Ask my next guest that. Of course, he is primetime Eddie Croft. Come to us from Germany. Of course, he runs B Street Boxing out there in San Mateo, California. Eddie, how's Germany?
Man, it's beautiful out here right now.
Well, I mean, what's the weather like?
You know what? It's been like 80s. It was 90 yesterday. Today is about 80. Weather, you know, cooled off a little bit, but it's been nice. It's been beautiful.
Okay, so how's training going?
Training's going very well. We're getting just finishing the first part of camp. We're going to start sparring next week, and I'm excited for this part of camp. Okay, it's always my favorite.
Okay. Now, your fighter's who's your fighter taking on again?
He is fighting a Cuban guy now based out of Germany. His name is William Skull, S-C-U-L-L.
So I could put a lot of bad condensation on behind that last name, but I won't do it. Anyway, now I have a problem saying your guy's name, so I'm going to let you say it first.
Yep. Evgeny Shevchenko.
Shevchenko. Anyway, how's he doing mentally and physically? I mean, is he in the right place?
Physically, awesome. Mentally, ready to go. You know, and we still have until July 2nd. So you know, we have a lot of time. So you know, we're trying not to like rush and get overtrained, and you know, we've been really smart about it, and especially because we've had so many cancellations. So essentially, we've been training for this fight for damn near 2 years.
I was going to ask you about you had like 7 or 8 cancellations. If you have another cancellation, do I have to start looking for you at the Golden Gate Bridge?
You know what, Pedro? Probably. Man, I just felt like this is like terrible. I don't know why we've been having such bad luck, but I kind of feel like that I was blowing it before by maybe posting too much training on social media, and I feel like guys were getting scared and they're pulling out.
The COVID thing is just an avid excuse. I mean, everybody, anything you do here in the United States, or I don't know, I guess maybe around the world. If people aren't doing their job, they bring up COVID. I mean, some lame ass stuff. I didn't want to get into it, but yeah, it's because of COVID. Come again? Anyway, you can't give a good massage because of COVID, stuff like that. Anyway, so the German people, are they treating you nice? Are they?
Yeah. You know, the people, the citizens are always real nice to me. They're generally. Yeah, most of them can speak a little English, you know, some can't. But, you know, with technology today, you run around, I got a phone that's got a translator on it. So I just like, type what I want to say and, they read it and it's good. So, yeah, I'm having a good time over here.
Boxing's had a good run of late. Shakur Stevenson, of course, over Oscar Valdez, lost maybe one round, the third round against Valdez, but he shined at 130 pounds, just like you said he would. Mm-hmm. And we had, of course, Dmitry Bivol. Where and I try to stress this to people, and people don't get it, that size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And there's no sin in losing to a guy that was bigger, younger, and stronger than you. I mean, some people knock Canelo off the pound for pound list because he lost to a bigger, stronger, undefeated guy, younger guy.
Yeah, you know,
you can't knock him off the list.
No, you can't. You can't. You can't knock him off the list. But you know what people do, like, they kind of look back, okay, well, you know what he accomplished was great, and you know, in the amount of time that he did, but they also, you know, turn around, well, look at the guys that he beat, right? You know, like Yildirim and Callum Smith, Billy Joe Saunders. I mean, like, you know, they're you know, decent fighters.
Former,
I don't know
folks.
About the, yeah, they're formal. Yildirim, I'm not like that high on. You know, Callum Smith was decent. He's a good fighter. And Billy Joe's okay.
Billy Joe, you know, was unbeaten.
So, dude, you know, Pedro, I've talked to you. We've talked about this. Look, over here in Europe, that, you know, their stars, they build them and they're unbeaten. You should see the opponents they have early on, man. These guys, I'm telling you.
Are you trying to tell me these guys would have a difficulty winning the Golden Gloves? Some of these guys?
No.
Open
no,
class,
I'm not
no.
saying that. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, that their level of competition on the way up leaves a lot to be desired.
Okay.
You know, I mean, but they're, you know, they all, the thing is, in the amateurs, especially, you know, the guys that fight on world level as the amateurs, you know, in the amateurs, you don't have a choice of who you fight. You go to these tournaments and the fight always fight the, you know, the best fight the best, right? So, in, you know, they come out in the amateurs and they're decent, but then, you know, as pros, they don't develop as quickly because they fight a lot of bumps.
Well, is there a fine line between bums and opponents you can learn off of?
Yes, there. I mean, well, not. I mean, look, there's guys over here that, you know, are like 3-30 and can still and still get licensed.
Yeah.
Right?
But,
so
Eddie, you remember when they said, when I would go down to the valley and beat up those farmer guys. So, I mean, isn't that the same thing?
But they don't let you do that anymore, Pedro.
No, I can't go down there and light up farmers anymore?
No. No.
Wait. They were tournaments. They were actually tournaments where they would go down.
No, but I'm talking about as pros. No, but okay. but you know, in the amateurs though, now, but like, see, it's like, yeah, back then, you know, it was a little bit different. But Central California has become, you know, a hotbed of boxing.
Yeah, I know.
They've really improved over the last 25, 30 years, right? So, I mean, look, you got Jose Ramirez, you know, Jose Ramirez,
Zach Badia. Zach Badia was the best. Let me tell you, in 1984.
Back then.
Zach, he was.
Yeah,
ranked,
I remember.
Yeah. At one point in time, we were supposed to fight in the, I think it was my first open fight. In other words, I won a junior championship. So they say, hey, you're stepping up to the open class. So they send me this tape of this guy that throws 140 punches a round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he's unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? And here I'm saying to myself, mm-hmm. You know, this is not the fight. And I sat down with my team. And I said, Sonny Marson and Chris Gomez. I said, is this the fight for me to be taking at this point in time? And everybody said, no. And we didn't enter that tournament. But that was the only guy I ran from. I swear, I thought he was a human buzzsaw. In fact, of course, I think an injury cut short his professional career. But Zach Badia scared the snot out of me. Nobody scared me except Zach. You're laughing. But I was scared of him. Anyway, let's go back a couple of weeks. Is besides the Golovkin fight, I don't know if you saw that, Golovkin, do you think it'll be Gennady Golovkin, and besides Canelo Alvarez fight, do you think it'll be Golovkin and Alvarez for the third fight? Wouldn't that probably be the best matchup as far as Canelo's career is concerned right now?
If I were him, I would, you know what, if I were him, I'd leave Bivol alone. He's not winning that fight.
No.
You know, he's not winning that fight. So
No matter what weight it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he'd have a better chance at 168 because if you can weight drain Bivol a little bit. you know, and then they might give him a questionable decision, you know, because the thing is like, Bivol was way too active. He's too big and he threw too many punches. So like Canelo could never really get into a good rhythm. Right. So if you weight drain him a little bit, he might not have the same output, the same activity. So, you know, he might be able.
You're asking me to take some weight off a young, hungry Russian fighter. I really don't think that's going to be that much of a problem. If he really wants to get to 168, I think he can do it. He's talked about it, but of course he wants to get paid to go to 168, a little bit extra money. But I get news for you.
Yeah.
They could fight 15 times and Bivol would win 20. So why even do it again? It's sort of, I mean, again, when I stepped on, I've told you this, Eddie, but when I went down there to the Valley and qualified as a welterweight to go down there to the Nationals, I had no idea what I was getting into. These guys were like 8 pounds bigger than me. I didn't think it was no big thing, right? And when the guys got in the ring, they were in the 60s, 160s. Like, anyway, I got spanked stepping up a weight.
It's a big deal.
It is like, yikes, man. It's like, and you don't realize it until the spit's going down.
Yeah, it's a big deal, you know. I remember sparring with you at Newman's. It was a big deal sparring. You were 20 pounds heavier than me. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, but you were so good. You were so good. And I never took the 20-pound thing and used it on anybody or this and that. I didn't. And there were some guys in the gym that were bullies. Here's what's up. Got to mention this on the air. Remember Abel Santana?
Yeah.
The creepiest guy there ever was. I mean, there just was. I mean, he just was. One time we were doing a TV show, and he copped a Sunday. I know. I turned around and turned my back on him because I dropped him with a body shot, and he came back. He tried to kick me in the you-know-where from behind, and he punched me in the head. And then there's and CBS TV, Ben Williams from Channel 5 is there rolling tape on how boxing's about good sports. So my TV spot never aired because of Abel Santana. Of course, Abel Santana, may he rest in peace. Now, pound for pound, is Terrence Crawford the best right now?
I believe so.
Okay.
In my opinion, yes.
Okay. What do you think Afghani is going to do with Skull? Is he going to go out there and try to make a statement and stop him? Or is he going to try to go out there and go work 12 rounds, work hard 12 rounds and get a 12-round decision? What is the game plan here?
You know what, Pedro? The game plan is, because we haven't fought in damn near 2 years, is to win the fight. To win the fight. You know, look, the winner of the fight is the mandatory contender. All right. So it doesn't matter in this case how we look. I just want to get the win. We get the win, then we're in line, right? We're in the mandatory contender for the IBF super middleweight title. Who Canelo Alvarez is the champ. He'll most likely vacate. Fine, right? Then we get to fight, you know, somebody. We'll probably end up fighting one of the PBC guys for the vacant title. And I think that's kind of what it seems like to me.
Is Charlo ever going to step up to 160? Is the 160-pound Charlo ever going to step up?
I don't know, man. Those guys just like they just like to talk.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. All right, here's a guy. I only got a couple minutes left with you anyway. Bottom line is Xander Zayas. Have you watched this guy? He's 13-0 with 9 KOs. Bob Arum says he's the greatest amateur he ever saw. He signed him like at the age of 16. You seen this guy fight yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen his past couple fights.
How good is he?
I mean, you know what? I he's really good. I don't know if he's, you know, his last fight, he looked really good. The fight before that, you know, he was a little shaky. But he, you know, he's been improving. He definitely is going to be a contender one day. Is he going to be a champion? You know, who knows? And, you know, being a champion always requires like a little luck and having the right people behind you, the right machine behind you. You know what I mean? So he has the right machine behind him. So yeah, he probably will have a chance to fight for a title. Will he win it? Hopefully. We'll see.
Well, give Afghani my best, Mr. Shevchenko. Give him my best. Give him the Ring Talk worldwide view, audience, of course, wishes him the very best. And we wish you the very best, my brother. Stay safe over there in Germany.
Pedro, thank you for letting me on again, and I apologize for the bad word.
The amazing Eddie Croft. I will be sending this tape to his kids. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Game over!
So Victor Ortiz, remember him? He sort of dropped his hands against Floyd Mayweather and got sucker punched. Remember that kind of stuff about 10, 15 years ago anyway, a long time ago. Anyway, Victor Ortiz told me one time after a fight at the San Jose Arena that maybe this is not good for him or something. Like, maybe he's not in for this. Anyway, he took too many punches. Last night he got dropped in the 10th round. He's like an old man now, but he dropped in the 10th round against a guy with a 20-19 record. Obviously, the guy left 20-20, but the bottom line is Victor Ortiz, stick a fork in him, man. Of course, Robert the Ghost Guerrero talking about a comeback. Why? Didn't you make enough money on the Mayweather fight? Come on, man. You live in Gilroy, California. Unless you got a cocaine problem or your old lady went crazy in Beverly Hills, you still should have some money left. Come on, you made a lot of money on that Mayweather fight. No doubt about that. Anyway, we wish him the very best, but not in the boxing ring. Speaking of in the boxing ring, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after the racist bias news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And my producer smiles when I says that. When I say that, we'll spend some time with George Kambosos, the world lightweight champion. We'll spend some time with Xander Zayas, of course, the hottest prospect in boxing, according to the master Bob Arum. And we'll sneak in some time with the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. That's right, Larry Merchant will be here in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, this is the longest-running fight show in history. Somebody said to me the other day, What do you think is the toughest part about being a boxer? It's just the entire, you know, I mean, making weight I thought was the toughest part. And I should have been fighting at 132 pounds instead of 139 pounds. But, you know, I realized that when I got to the upper echelon of boxing, in other words, the upper echelon of the amateur rankings, that the 139 pounders I was fighting were much bigger than me when I got to the Western Olympic trials than they were when I was fighting them in California. So anyway, bottom line is I probably should have been fighting at 132. And, of course, as I said, fighting at 139 and stepping up to 147 and being spanked by Ernie Chavez. Ernie Chavez fought Meldrick Taylor as a professional. And I told Meldrick before the fight, this guy can punch. Watch out for the right hook. And he said, oh, Paige, leave me alone. Anyway, after the fight, he was going, hey, who was right? Yeah, bottom line is, he can't punch. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Anthony's on the board. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Stay tuned for hour number two after the biased news on sports violence. In fact, find something to do for 5 minutes.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the nation deals with inflation reaching a near 40-year high, soaring gas prices, and even a nationwide baby formula shortage, some economists are sounding the alarm that the nation could be at risk for a possible recession. Director of the National Economic Council Brian Deese responds when asked about the possibility of a recession while speaking on Fox News Sunday.
Our economy is in a period of transition. We're moving from the strongest economic recovery in modern history to what can be a period of more stable and resilient growth.
The Fed Reserve recently raised its benchmark interest rate in an effort to curb inflation. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha says the United States is not done yet with COVID-19. Dr. Jha saying that 300 people a day are dying from it, and that's way too much. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each, delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The deadly tornado that ripped through Gaylord, Michigan on Friday had winds of 150 miles per hour. The National Weather Service says it was the first tornado in Michigan that was an EF3 or stronger since 2012. The tornado killed at least two people and injured 44 more. The United Nations says most of the 6 million Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are women and children. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox News that he is concerned Ukrainian refugees could be vulnerable to human trafficking.
They take their passport, they take their work papers, they have nowhere to go, and then suddenly they're caught in a labor trafficking ring with nowhere to go.
He says he is part of a group establishing a bipartisan effort to combat human trafficking of Ukrainian refugees, the UN Refugee Agency saying they are monitoring the situation and looking for ways to create safer systems for Ukrainians. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A federal judge is blocking the Biden administration from ending Title 42 on Monday. The policy created during the Trump era puts restrictions in place at the U.S. border to prevent the spread of coronavirus as cases continue to surge in the pandemic. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall joins Fox News to weigh in.
When he announced he was ending Title 42, that was the bang for the rest of the world. And like you said, there's been about 8,000 encounters per day. We expect that to go to 18,000 starting tonight. And that's already, what, double from what was a year ago.
An area known for craft beers is launching a craft beer certificate program.
Eastern Washington University is partnering with No Lie Brewhouse in Spokane to create the school's first professional certificate program for the craft beer industry. Washington State has more than 400 craft breweries. At least 64 of them are within 100 miles of Spokane. The demand for jobs in the craft beer industry, which had a more than $2 billion economic impact, is increasing. The 15-credit program will begin this fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness continues to rule the box office. The latest film in the Marvel lineup added another $31 million in earnings over the weekend. Coming in second for its domestic debut was Downton Abbey, A New Era, with $16 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Power Pedro's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Pylon Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest, folks. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. So I started to fight a little bit when I was younger. And I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I've been schooled as far as a journalist is concerned. Straight up, so I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you know a little bit more. So if you'd like to tell us, you can join us on the text line. The number, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, brushing up on last night's big win for David Benavidez. We'll talk about that in depth, of course. Wow, where does he go? 168 pounds. Anybody's out there. But David Morrell, the unknown Cuban. He's got like 6-0, 5-6 knockouts. Anyway, good fighter, good amateur fighter, but he's got a world title with only 7 fights. We'll figure out what's going to happen with David Morrell. David Morrell can fight a little bit. We'll see what happens if he and David Benavidez can hook it up. Of course, Benavidez now the 168-pound WBC champion. Interim, the other guy, Saul Alvarez, what's he going to do? Who knows? We'll talk about that. After a loss to Dmitry Bivol, maybe he should just go back to 160 pounds. Lose some weight, boy. Lose some weight. Get rid of the tacos. Go back to 160 pounds and lose some weight. Of course, Gervonta Davis and Raleigh Romero going to roll, of course, May the 28th on pay-per-view for the 135-pound championship of the WBA. Bottom line is, Gervonta is a monster. But the best guy in all those weight classes, 130, 135, 140, is probably Shakur Stevenson. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Larry Merchant joins us on this hour, as does George Kambosos and Xander Zaya. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Since I have predicted that I'll be the champ at the time I'm 21, well, naturally, everybody's coming to see you win.
And they represent your thinking.
These represent dynamite. There you are.
He will be mine in round 9, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Thank you very much.
And if that don't do, we'll get him in 2. If he run, we'll get him in 1. And in your heart, you know I'm right.
If this bum go over 5 rounds, I won't return to the United States for 30 days. That's final.
I walked into London, England, I jumped off the airplane. And Cleopatra was at ringside to witness. Can this Louisville lip come over here and call the exact round again? We don't believe it. The 5th round came.
Muhammad Ali, of course, then Cassius Clay, talking about Cleopatra being the actress, Elizabeth Taylor being ringside. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Of course, June the 4th, June the 5th here in the United States, I believe, or June the 4th. Well, anyway, bottom line is June the 5th in Australia. They're going to show a fight. I think it's going to air back here on June the 4th. Talk about George Kambosos, the world lightweight champion, taking on Of course, he's undefeated 20-0, 21-0. Take it on Mr. Devin Haney, of course, of San Francisco, now living in Las Vegas, 26-0, 27-0. Bottom line is 27-0. Good fighter, no doubt about that. Undefeated now. We've got a young guy taking on another young guy. These are two old guys. These guys are probably in their boxing prime now. George Kambosos, the world lightweight champion, is the most disrespected guy pound for pound in boxing. I kid you not. Let's hear from George.
George Kambosos, things are starting to really heat up.
Yeah, look, it's good. You know, everything is great, and I'm just so focused and zoned in. Had a hell of a session this morning, great game planning, and I'm just firing in every cylinder. I ain't a V8 cylinder like I was for Lopez. You know, I'm a V10, you know, so, you know, I feel great. Can't wait. June 5th, bring it on. I wish it was today.
Now, you spent a majority of your last few camps training overseas. What do you enjoy more, training over there or training here?
Well, I've got my beautiful gym now that I've put together, and you know, I've got not only my Australian coach Ronnie Sinclair, but my American team here, Javier Centeno, my lead trainer, who's been with me for the last six fights, maybe more now, and Xander Zayas, you know, top prospect, contender soon. Terry Nicholas, my fighter, got some young guys, Taz, who's coming up as well. So it's great to be home because they get to see this. They get to see how I prepare for the big fight, and they get to be amongst it. They get to learn, like I learned with Pacquiao, the media, and I saw this already from Manny. So I know how to deal with it. I know how to get around it, and that's why it's good to be home. It's great to be home, and you know, the fight's here. So why would I go to America? We prepare here. We bring the team here. We bring the sparring partners here, and you know, we go. The only place we fly is to Melbourne, and you know, whip some ass.
What sort of, you got sparring partners already arrived, or are they coming, or what's the plan?
Next week we've got some good guys here already that we're working with, and we've got a couple other good guys that are coming in, so you know, the best of the best. There is no shortcut in what I do with my preparation. I pay the money, I bring the best guys in, and I invest in myself. Like I've built this beautiful gym, I've invested in myself to make sure that this reign is forever, for as long as I want it to be.
Now, it's only your dad, Jim, that you could have taken any fight as your defence, but you've chosen this fight, and it's a risk. It's a tough fight, big fight. Why'd you choose it?
I really could have fought anybody. You know, Haney's not my mandatory. And when he talks that I was forcing this, how was I forcing this? You're not my mandatory. Could have said, no, I'm fighting Joe Blow from next door that works at the warehouse here if I wanted to, and sold it out. So you were chosen. Just be here June 5th. And I want to fight the best. I want to continue beating the best. That's what excites me. That's what motivates me. That's what gets me out of bed. You know, fighting the best and beating the best. So I want Devin Haney to be his best on June 5th. I don't want excuses. I hate excuses. I've heard enough excuses from that other one of the supposed four kings. Other excuses from other guys that I've beat. So just come here, do your best, and I'll do the rest.
And it's a big occasion. Can you give us an insight on maybe some undercard fights, or who else you think we'll see on the card?
It's going to be a great undercard. Obviously, we've got a few of my guys. Terry Nicholas will be fighting. One of my sparring partners, Tino, who's the Olympian for Samoa. Another one of my close friends who's fighting the four-rounder, Hussein Fayed, who had a great amateur career. So, you know, it's exciting to be able to have my people now on the card and to be able to, and give them the opportunity that they might not get, you know, if this wasn't here. But again, they're going to have some really good fights on the card as well through Top Rank and obviously my promoter, Debel Entertainment, and also Duco as well.
And this fight's going to be worldwide. The whole world's going to be watching. Yeah. What do you think they'll see June 5th?
They're going to see Ferocious again, the Emperor. They're going to see what I bring to the table again. A lot of people think, okay, let's see how he returns now as champion. Well, I've got him better, 100 times better. So they're going to see so much. They're going to be shocked by he got better. He didn't rest on his laurels. He didn't stay content with what he's achieved and his great win against Lopez. He got better. So the world will be watching. They will see this beautiful stadium and this beautiful statement that I'm here to make. So I can't wait. Main event, pay-per-view. If you miss out on your tickets, watch it on pay-per-view for the American support and the fans and even Haney's fans and support. I know you guys will tune in, and that's what makes a great fight.
No doubt about that. George Kambosos is pitching his side, of course. Him and Devin Haney are going to hook it up. June the 5th, June the 4th, whatever country you happen to be living here in the entire world. But the bottom line is this is a fight that will have worldwide attention. Why? Because the fat Kim Bostis is involved. Devin Haney's a good fighter. No doubt about that. But I think Devin Haney's the guy that's got to prove it here. I mean, Kim Bostis went out there and beat the the snot. I mean, he beat Teofimo Lopez down, knocked him down in the first round. And then somebody said to me, oh, those medical doctors came out and said, you know, he was in such bad shape medically, Teofimo, that he shouldn't have survived. He might have died in that fight. Just come on, man. He didn't look like he was huffing and puffing. He looked like he was straining. He wasn't complaining to his corner, except, you know, for the fact that he was getting the bongos played on him. I mean, Kambosa was basically playing bongos on his face. There was no doubt about that. Of course, his father, Teofimo Lopez Sr., well, he's got to be like, I thought he was on cocaine. I mean, the guy's like nuts. He's out there dancing, doing salsa. His kid's involved in a fight where I thought he was losing. Got knocked down in the first round, and like about the fourth and fifth round, the old man's out there doing like the salsa dancing between rounds, that kind of stuff. Man, you should be like on your job trying to put your kid in the right frame of mind, man, not out there dancing, acting a fool. And of course, he said that both him and Teofimo thought that after 12 rounds that they both won the fight. No. They both didn't think they won the fight. There's no way you could have walked away from the fight after 12 rounds and not thought that George Kambosos won that fight, okay? Now, Kambosos has been in a bit of a quandary because of the fact that all these different guys sort of fell out. It was going to be Vasyl Lomachenko, and then Lomachenko decided he was going to support his country, Ukraine. Of course, Ukraine being invaded by Russia. He said he didn't think it was a good time to fight, so he pulled out of that one, and Haney sort of went in back door, okay? And Haney, of course, is now unable to bring his father with him because his father got popped for some type of drug bust back in when he was a kid or something like that, or a young adult. Listen, I don't think you should be holding drug busts against anybody. I mean, major kingpins, maybe, but come on. If a guy served his time, we're talking 15 or 20 years ago, let it go. Let it. I can't believe it. Let it go. Of course, this is a country where people are still getting arrested for marijuana. Yeah, well, I'm defending medical marijuana to my friends. I'm still defending it. I kid you not. I fell 40 feet through a roof onto a cement floor. Fell through a roof, and then I hit a ceiling, and then I hit the cement floor. Okay, so I crushed a disc. They said to me, you know, you're going to have problems walking. It's got to go, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, bottom line is, I sort of discovered medical marijuana because of that. I mean, I was smoking weed before that for pleasure, but then again, I found that there were different strains that would affect pain, anxiety. Anyway, bottom line is, I became medical marijuana poster boy. And a couple of people have a problem with that. And I say to them, listen, man, I'm not bothering you. I mean, one guy got upset, was at a party a few weeks ago, and they're in there, like, busting down these drinks, okay, throwing them down. The guy had like three or four cocktails, and I go, Pedro, why aren't you drinking? Why aren't you drinking? I didn't drink. I went outside, took a couple hits off my vaporizer, and came back in. And he was like, hey, man, what were you doing? Like, whoa, what was I doing? What have you been doing, baby? Killing yourself. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, George Kambosos and Devin Haney will hook it up for the World Lightweight Championship. Devin Haney's got a belt. But then again, you know, belts don't matter. It's the man. And George Kambosos is the man. No doubt about that. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Talk to the hand.
I got to tell you, I'm excited about boxing. Shakur Stevenson, as I said, best pound-for-pound fighter maybe I've seen in a long time. Eddie Croft, you heard Eddie Croft, primetime Eddie Croft, of course, the former WBC regional champion, now the trainer of Afghani Shevchenko. I have a hard time saying that. No one asked me why, but I can practice it 10 times. I still have a hard time saying it. Anyway, Eddie Croft thinks Shakur Stevenson was the best, and he told me that a couple of years ago, of course. So we've got Shakur Stevenson. We've got Gervonta Davis. We've got all these guys at 135 pounds. George Kambosos, of course, Shakur Stevenson being at 130 right now. But evidently, Eddie thinks he's good enough to fight at 135, 140, maybe even 147. Wow, that's stretching a little bit. But the bottom line is he does seem to have unique skills. I mean, the fact that he can loop punches over, I keep saying this, I keep marveling over this, but he's tall and he loops punches over the other guy's punches without losing speed. Because when you loop punches, you're supposed to lose speed, but he can loop them and get them over guys' guard and they don't lose any speed. So the bottom line is Shakur Stevenson is a phenomenal athlete. You probably have to rate him in the top 10 pound for pound in boxing right now. Now, if I were to go for a top 10 pound for pound list, I talked already about George Kambosos. I already talked about, you know, I mean, there's no doubt about it that Canelo Alvarez is still the pound for pound. Tyson Fury, he's got to be up there. Not about that. Oleg Usyk, he's got to be up there. Now about Jermell Charlo, the 154-pound champion, coming off that win, of course, a fortnight ago against Brian Castano. It was pretty good. Of course, the first fight, a little bit shaky win, shaky draw there, but he came back in the second fight and he won, giving up only three rounds. Talk about the 154-pound Charlo. Now, the rest of the pound-for-pound division, you've got to give George Kambosos some credit. People don't want to give him any credit. It's like he's just he stole the belt or something like that. He didn't steal the belt. He earned it. In fact, when he got knocked down in the 10th round against Teofimo Lopez, he got up, and what happened? He came back and started blitzing the other guy. I mean, he realized he had to make a statement after that, and he did. Each time that Teofimo made his move, guess what? George Kambosos came back stronger. So Devin Haney and George Kambosos going to be a good fight. I don't know how they're going to put that back here in the U.S., whether it'll be on pay-per-view. I'm hoping it'll be on DAZN. Of course, DAZN back to giving us boxing for free or $21 a month, our subscription rate, because charging for a pay-per-view, it just drives me up the street to the strip club. Strip club's up the street. I just go up to the strip club, flash my little press badge, and let me come in there and watch the fights for free. And then, you know, you've got the girls entertaining you, wink, wink. But the bottom line is I don't want to go to strip clubs. I got myself a brand new system, and I'll just put it to you like that because DAZN's not going to get me. I'm tired. I'm tired of getting ripped off. I'm not going to pay $70 for pay-per-view. Wink, wink. I'm going to watch the fights through my window and a pair of binoculars to the guy next door. That's how I'll be watching the fights from now on, no doubt about that. Now, pound for pound, This next young kid was signed by Bob Arum at the age of 16 years old. Of course, Bob Arum, the Massa Bob, of course, of the top-ranked plantation. I've called him that on the Times, but he's a genius. I mean, the Harvard, when he graduated from Harvard Law School in 1958, he graduated at the top of his class, no doubt about that. The former U.S. attorney and the Kennedy administration. That's right. Under President Kennedy, Bob Arum was the United States attorney. That's how he got the boxing bug. Here's what happened. He went to the Sonny Liston Floyd Patterson fight, I think the second one, and that was in Chicago, Illinois, if my memory serves me correctly. I'm not that old. Wink, wink. He saw the pay-per-view, the closed-circuit revenues. And the closed-circuit television is what they used to call pay-per-view, what they call pay-per-view now. In other words, you didn't get to watch a fight at home, these big fights at home on your television. You had to go to a gym or a bar or an arena or some grand auditorium or something like that and watch a fight on closed-circuit TV. That was the original form of pay-per-view, per se. Now, of course, it went home pay-per-view, and now we've got these guys going to rock it on DAZN, and I'm just not paying the extra money to do it, so I'll go up the street and watch it at the strip clubs if need be. But straight up, Xander Zayas is probably the most promising prospect in all of boxing. Of course, he is a sparring partner down there sparring with George Kambosos in Australia. Let's spend a minute with the super prospect.
Xander Zayas, here in Australia, mate, what have you been doing?
Man, here we came with George Kambosos. Obviously, our coach is, you know, we have the same coach. And I'm just excited. I'm excited to be here, work with George, and getting ready for my next fight, June 11th.
Now, do you work together before?
Yes, we've been working together since 2019. We've been in the same, team with the same coach. And ever since, we're just, you know, like a big brother to me, you know, somebody that I look up to and somebody that inspired me to, you know, be better.
How's George looking in camp?
Man, he's looking great. He's looking great. You know, he's a guy that always stays ready. He's always eating healthy, always, you know, in shape. So I've only been here since Monday, and he's been looking great. I mean, the last couple of days we've gotten more than at least 10 training sessions in total, you know, with boxing, strength and road work. I mean, he's a guy that inspires me and that I know, you know, he's gonna keep, you know, making the world notice him and keep shutting mouth like we said in the United States.
Now you've been around sort of the scene, you've seen some,
yes,
the elite. How does George compare?
Man, George is at that top level, you know. A lot of people underestimate him, but George is a hard worker. George, it's a work ethic that I've never seen before, and that's why I like being around it. That's why I like, you know, being here. When they gave me the news that I was coming over for camp, I was super excited because it's somebody that inspires me, somebody that pushed me, and it's somebody that a lot of people don't believe in, and he keeps showing the world that he's the best, and right now, in my list, he's at least top five.
13-0, of course, 7 knockouts. The kid is considered the hottest prospect in all of boxing. I kid you not. When I had somebody scout this guy, I think knows boxing, so I said to him, called him on the phone, listen, I want you to watch this kid. And he said, I'm convinced. The fight hasn't taken place. So what are you talking about? He goes, nobody has that kind of style and moves. And he looked phenomenal just like warming up for the fight. The guy was convinced by the warm-up. So the bottom line is, Zayas is the real deal. 13 is it. Of course, he'll be fighting in June. The co-feature under Edgar Berlanga. Of course, Edgar Berlanga, the middleweight monster, super middleweight monster. Call him what you want. Of course, he was a puncher knocking out all these guys in the first round. Then when he got extended a little bit, he started to look like he had some flaws. So we have the Puerto Rican will start, be the main event. And, of course, the Puerto Ricans draw well in New York City. You know that about that. So the Garden will be rocking that night, but Xander Zayas will be in the co-main event. Of course, I believe an 8-round fight or a 10-round fight. Is he ready to step up to 10 rounds? Without a doubt. Is he ready to step up to 12 rounds? I don't know. 12 rounds, you know, people say to me, what's the difference between 10 and 12? Well, the real difference between 10 and 15, that's really where the 13th, the 14th, the 15th round. When they eliminated those rounds, some of the old boxing purists say, you know, they took away, they ruined boxing. They didn't ruin boxing. They made boxing, you can have a little bit longer career that way. I mean, you think Roberto Duran would have fought as long as he did, 115 fights, he'd have been fighting 15-round fights? No way. 12-round fights, I think, were the smart move. Of course, they came to us, the idea, idea of the great Jose Suleiman, the late, great president of the World Boxing Council, founder of the World Boxing Council back in 1962. Of course, he said, and I remember him telling me this, Pedro, man, I'm gonna roll the fights back in the WBC, title fights back to 12 rounds from 15. And I go, how can you do that? I was like aghast. And then he started explaining to me the medical ramifications of guys fighting in the 13th and the 14th and the 15th rounds. And, of course, he was coming off the 1982 loss of life to Dookoo Kim when, of course, he stopped in the later rounds against Boom Boom Mancini. Of course, that was a fight for the WBA lightweight title, not even a WBC title fight. But, you know, Suleiman said he saw the light. A little side note on Kim right there. Dookoo Kim, the guy that died against Boom Boom Mancini, he scratched on his lampshade the day before the fight. Kill or be killed. That's what he's in a pencil. In fact, like after the fight, I remember seeing a picture of this. It was in Korean, so I didn't know how to read it, but the bottom line was kill or be killed. Bottom line is he was killed. Anyway, Suleiman rolled fights back to 112 pounds, and I think he did that at the aghast of the entire boxing world. I mean, oh my God, how can you do that? But when you realize the damage that fighters take, because I see them at a lot of guys just go to fights and, you know, they see the guys in their primes. I see them 10 or 15 years later, okay? Some of these guys, not in good shape a year later, let alone 10 or 15 years later, okay? And that's what we want to preserve. We want to preserve some of these fighters so they can live long and remember their boxing careers and have good memories and be able to go out there and live life. I mean, I know some guys that win 15 rounds in a lot of fights, right? They go to bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. And they wake up at like 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. They sleep 12 hours, and they don't do much. They're lackadaisical. They're like basically, they're elderly. I mean, they're elderly, 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 and they're only in their 50s. And why are they elderly? Because of the residual effects of professional boxing. So what I'm trying to tell you is that 12 rounds beats 15 rounds. These historians, these purists, these guys went berserk. Bert Sugar went berserk when that went on. I said to him, Bert, I said, you're not taking the ass whippings. You're not taking the beatings. In fact, all these bloodthirsty fans, that's what this boils down to. Like when guys are getting beat up on TV and a referee stops the fight. Oh, man. Oh, man. Listen, these are people. This is brain damage being inflicted. So I'm not trying to say that you've got to make boxing super safe and that kind of stuff. But when a guy's getting whooped, when a fight's no longer competitive, that's when you stop a fight. That's when you stop a fight, when it's no longer competitive. And if you realize you're the fighter and it's no longer competitive, guess what? Find a way out. Believe me, find a way out, because the ass whoopers are just not worth it. I mean, some of the guys that I've talked to, they don't remember their careers. They don't remember where they are. They don't remember yesterday. In fact, you know, you have to like do eye-to-eye type of thing. And if you lose eye contact with them, boom, the conversation's off. It's just off. Or one eye sticking off in another direction. These are the injuries from boxing and MMA. MMA, of course, that's going to come into play in the next few years. There are guys already a little bit punchy from MMA in the gym. But the bottom line is, we don't want guys to walk around punchy. We don't want girls getting punchy, okay? I think that if it's done right, I mean, a certain amount of people are probably going to fold because of the fact that they've got that gene. Of course, the Corey family had that gene. It's some type of gene that makes you susceptible to dementia, a pugilistic dementia, punch drunk syndrome. I think both two of the Corey brothers got it. I think Mike and Jerry Corey got it. Of course, Jerry Corey, the former heavyweight fighter, former heavyweight contender, the last really. He was a great white hope man, good guy, no doubt about that. In 1995, I think he fought a guy, and he almost got killed in Colorado. But the bottom line is, Jerry was a class act. May he rest in peace. It was his birthday last week. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Larry Merchant, Howard Cosell, and Muhammad Ali after the break on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the U.S. USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A year ago this month, at 4800 San Jacinto in Houston, Texas, this man refused to take a step. For the past year, he's been virtually incarcerated in this country. He's undergone all of this for the obvious reason that he didn't have the courage to fight such as Joe Frazier, Jerry Quarry, and Jimmy Ellis.
Why would you say that? I didn't have the courage to fight Joe Frazier and Jimmy Ellis and Jerry Quarry. I mean, why would you say that? I mean, you know, I've never showed no fear of nobody. And why would you, as many times as you have came to my fights, knowing you had money bet on other people, I beat them. I mean, why would you, seriously, I mean, why would you sit here on television and talk about me being afraid of Jerry Quarry or Joe Frazier? I mean, that's wrong. I mean, we just don't get along no kind of way.
And you've been spreading that kind of gospel at every college campus
every
in this country.
That I go to, every college that I go to, everybody asks me about Howard Cosell. Why is it that you and Howard Cosell can't get along? And my answer is, we just don't get along. I mean, you just talk a lot of stuff that don't make sense. I mean, why would you open up the show and you told me you would ask me a few nice questions. Why would you open up the show talking about I'm afraid of Joe Frazier and Jerry Quarry? You really believe that they have a chance against me?
Well, I think
you come to all of my fights. You follow me all over the world, Germany, London, Canada, and while and you, I see you at ringside talking about these homemade champions. Now, do you really believe they could beat me?
I'll answer that question in a moment. I first want to document your record. You were troubled by a less than mediocre southpaw named Mildenberger in Germany. Well, you showed me nothing against Shavallo, relying upon the fact that he gave you water on the knees with low blow upon.
You've never seen me hurt or beat. What you mean I didn't show you nothing? that's the kind of appreciation I get from you coming all over the world. The company wouldn't pay your way to these countries for nothing. If I wasn't fighting so regular, you wouldn't have gotten to see the world. And now you're going to down me because I'm not fighting and talk about I got trouble with these boys. I beat those boys easy.
Now, wait a minute. This marvelous wristwatch. What were you frightened of? I wasn't going to hit you. Why did you move?
I mean, why would you jump over here?
Because I want the people to see the wristwatch that you bought in Frankfurt, West Germany.
Yeah.
Only because I found the person who'd sell it to you more cheaply than anybody else in the whole country.
Well, for once you, but, well, after all, I mean, what's you getting me a deal on a watch? If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have got to see Germany.
All right, my record is clear.
And I will shuffle again, don't you worry. You get your homemade champions ready and line them all up. I'll be watching the television with you at ringside, popping off about how hard he hits and this and that. You let Ellis and Quarry fight it out and then let Joe Frazier meet the winner, or whoever the homemade champion is, I may say the Mickey Mouse title. I have a belt at home. Says world heavyweight champion. And for a man to be the champion, he's going to have to take my belt. And the day that he meet me, and if he beat me, I'm going to hand him my belt. And I want you to be the announcer that night, because I want to see you quiet. I want to quieten you at once and for all.
Ah, you son of a gun, you've had enough fun with me. You know that the one guy who has persistently maintained that there is one heavyweight champion in this world is Howard Cosell. And I have said repeatedly that
you're
you could
right.
beat all
you're
of these
right, but
guys.
But you make a lot of cracks. I mean, you just said I had a lot of trouble with these boys, and you're talking about me getting out of boxing in time to duck Frazier and this and that, and I don't know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. You don't look as broke as you're supposed to be.
You know, what you mean, broke?
Everybody says you're broke. You got no money. You gave it all to Elijah Muhammad.
No, how could I give it to Elijah Muhammad? I mean, the government, the American government, took 90% of all of my money before I got it. You know that Louisville Sponsoring Group had that deal called the Joe Louis Tax Law.
The fact of the matter is, the thing you've missed most over the past year were the steady vocal sparring sessions that we enjoyed on Wide World of Sports.
Well, we had a lot of fun, but let's let the other boys have a chance and build some more contenders. After beating Zora Foley, you know, no one was left for me to fight. So I think even if I was still fighting, it would have been good for me to step aside for 2 years and let them fight it out to see who deserves the honor to fight me.
It's been fun. We've missed it.
Well, things make it better soon.
One more shuffle.
Well, if I do the shuffle, you might have to scuffle.
We've done that, too. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell, 1968, of course. Muhammad Ali was out of boxing that time when he still refused to get inducted to the U.S. draft as far as the Vietnam War is concerned. Now, we've taken to Southern California, bringing the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. Larry, were those two guys the best act in boxing at that point in time, Cosell and Ali?
Yeah. Because Ali was by far the best act in boxing, and Cosell played off him and became famous himself.
I wasn't on the plane, but evidently they were in Jamaica, or I think they're back where they were in for the Joe Frazier fight or something. Frazier fight, I think in the Bahamas or something like that. And they were coming. No, Caracas, Venezuela. They were down there to watch George Foreman and Ken Norton fight. And George Foreman knocked out Ken Norton. And they were on this plane. And the plane's going to take off. It's going to take off. And all of a sudden, the plane skids at the end of the runway. And it comes within 5 feet of going off into the water. And Ali screams, "Howard, I saved your ass again." That's what he said. That's what he said. But they had a unique relationship, no doubt about it.
Well, when we were flying to Zaire for Ali's fight with Foreman, as I may have told you before, Ali took over the cockpit mic,
yeah,
and had everybody rolling in the aisles as he questioned. He said it was the first time he'd ever been on a plane with two black pilots, and he questioned whether they could find Zaire or land the plane. And we were all rolling in the aisles, and he comes out and he sits down next to me. And he says, what did he say? Oh, about Foreman?
Yeah.
He said, if he doesn't get me in 7, his parachute won't open. Because if Foreman had one real flaw, it was in his stamina.
Yep.
because of the style he fought.
Yep.
Well, of course, Ali was proved right. He beat him in the eighth round.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I wonder is why Cosell questioned those victories over mediocre opponents and telling the world that Ali was afraid to fight the top guys, which is just ridiculous.
I had the feeling that really, I mean, having watched Howard over the years, I had the feeling he had a couple of drinks before that one.
Howard was known to have a drink or two.
Yeah, I mean, he was just acting. He was trying to use one of his words. He was being a bit truculent.
Yeah, well, he was setting himself up and played that role
to the T
very well.
Okay,
as the anti-Ali.
Okay. June the 5th in Australia. June the 4th, I think, here in the United States, the World Lightweight Championship goes down. Devin Haney, 27-0, challenges George Kambosos, 20-0. Devin Haney's father can't go as of now because of a drug conviction in the 1990s or 1980s, something like that. Will that play a significant role in Haney's ability to perform without his father being there?
I don't know. Maybe it'll make him a better fighter. We'll find out.
Okay. I mean, the fact Ben Davis is not going to be there for him, that's the guy that's been his longtime assistant trainer from the UK. He's got visa issues as well. And yet, Don King, a guy that murdered two people, he murdered one person, shot two people to death, but he murdered one person, and he could travel anywhere in the world, and these guys got busted for dope in the 90s and the 80s, and they can't go anywhere because Don King was had the ability to buy a pardon. Right?
I don't know all the circumstances of his pardon.
I do.
But it wouldn't shock me. But I...
Hey, Larry, hold on a second.
I don't know. These are assertions that sound reasonable.
Okay. Speaking of Don King, he's got a show coming up in June with Daniel Dubois and Bryan. Anyway, bottom line is... I saw the poster, and they spelled the poster they put out for the fight. They spelled Dubois' name wrong. I mean, this is how far the King Productions have fallen that nobody's like checking stuff.
Don King is no longer in the picture, and I'm not unhappy about that.
Well, that's good. That's a good point. But you. Now, you and him went back and forth over the years. He tried to get you fired and things like that. Did you ever have a somewhat back and forth relationship? Were you able to converse with him, or was it always adversarial?
I was able to interview him occasionally, okay. And he wanted to put on a Don King show, and and he did. It was nothing to write home about or otherwise. It was just a little slapstick, slapping around.
Yeah, I was sharp enough to rein him in. In other words, when he would get going, you have to rein him in because he'll just roll on you for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes straight up. Now, back to Kambosos and Devin Haney. Haney's like a 3-1 favorite. Should he be a 3-1 favorite, a guy that beats Teofimo Lopez, who beat Vasyl Lomachenko?
Well, you know, the making of odds is a kind of witch's craft, because it not only gives what they think the actual fight in this instance will do,
okay,
but how the fans will bet.
Okay, good point. Where the money's going. Speaking of the money, David Benavidez knocked out David Lemieux last night in 3 rounds. Did you get a chance to see that?
Yep.
Mike Tyson calls him the Mexican monster, and he's like, Mike Tyson called one of the Charlo brothers out and said, why aren't you fighting this guy and this and that? And like he called him out like on TV and sort of made him squirm and this and that. How good is he, do you think?
Well, he had the perfect opponent in Lemieux.
Uh-huh.
But that said, he destroyed him and looked good in doing it.
That's the way you're supposed to take care of a guy like that, right? You got a heavy.
Exactly. It was exactly the kind of fight I expected, and an early ending. I'd like to see Benavidez fight.
Caleb Plant, yeah. One of those guys?
Who?
Caleb Plant?
No, well, that was...
I
could watch that fight, but he's got to fight Canelo.
Oh, okay, yeah, but Canelo may not want to fight him at 168. Godfather, you have a good week. Kiss the Godmama. We'll talk soon.
You got it.
The retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant on Ring Talk.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank y'all for tuning in. All the fans around the world, we love y'all.
May 28th, Gervonta Davis, Tank Davis, 26-0, 24 knockouts. Of course, the Wiz at 130 and 135 pounds actually captured a crown at 140 pounds. Takes on Raleigh Romero, the big mouth at 135 pounds. Raleigh's undefeated, 14-0 with 12 knockouts. Listen, this fight's going to be exciting for as long as it lasts. Of course, Dave is looking to make a statement as to whether he's the best at 135. Of course, the following week, June the 4th, Stephen Fulton versus Daniel Romano is going to be on Showtime as well. Both those fights will be on Showtime. ESPN goes the 4th with George Kambosos and the aforementioned Devin Haney. Of course, also on the 7th on ESPN is going to be Nanoa Inoue versus Nonito Donaire. And if I wasn't getting my left cataract done the day before, I would be going to Japan, no doubt about that. I actually looked at tickets. I looked at round-trip tickets and spending some time in Tokyo. Listen, I was going to rock and roll. And the doctor said, this is the days. And I said, nah, that takes care of that. Anyway, bottom line is I have a surgeon at UCSF here in San Francisco, considered one of the top hospitals in the entire country, number 7 in the country. So I sort of go with, I got to go with the flow. In other words, they say you go with this time, you got to go with that flying. Because sometimes it takes a long time to get an appointment there with some of the great doctors. Anyway, pound for pound, boxing's rocking and rolling, of course. Do I think that George Kambosos is going to beat Devin Haney? I think there's a good shot there. I think he really is. I think this is the best fighter that Devin Haney's ever fought. I think that George Kambosos is an undefeated fighter at 20-0. Of course, he's beaten everybody he wasn't supposed to beat. Went over there and beat Lee Selby. Now, beating Lee Selby in the UK wasn't that big of a deal, but when he gangster slapped Teofimo Lopez, I mean, good Lord, man. He should have been arrested for assault after. He was, like, whooped all over him. Of course, did get knocked down later in the fight, but, of course, he got up and dominated from that point forward. What I'm trying to tell you is that Kambosos is the world champion right now. As far as him and Devin Haney is concerned, I would make that about a 9-5 fight, slightly favoring Devin Haney, even though Kambosos is a lightweight champion. This is the way I put it. Donaire and Inoue, of course, they hooked it up before. Inoue won a fight. It was a 12-round decision a couple years ago, but Donaire is now 38, 39, almost 40 years old. And, of course, he captured the WBC title in a bit of an upset last year and, of course, defended that title once against a fellow countryman. But now he's taking on the Japanese Rage. They call him the Monster. Of course, he's undefeated like in almost 20 fights, and he's won titles at 115 and 115 and 118. This is 118. But the last time Inoue and Nonito Donaire fought, Donaire broke some facial bones in Inoue's face. Inoue won the fight, but Nonito broke the bones. What I'm trying to tell you is that this fight's going to rock this June the 7th. ESPN June the 7th. ESPN June the 4th with ESPN Devin Haney and George Kambosos. Showtime on June the 4th. ESPN, take that back. Showtime again with Rollo Romero and Gervonta Davis next Saturday night, May 28th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock out here in the West. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank my producer. Anthony's been done a wonderful job. Mr. Sandoval has done a great job, no doubt about that. I want to thank him. I want to thank you for tuning in. Of course, you don't have to, but the bottom line is you're here, and I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.